Thank you so much for coming. These are all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We moved there. Yay!
All right. We up here, man? All right. Well, thank everybody for coming today. I'm going to have the microphone. Instead of making a joke, I'm going to treat this like a vacuum cleaner. But it's true, it's true. I moved from New York to Minneapolis not too long ago, and if you can believe it, it's actually colder there. I wasn't necessarily sure it would be, but it definitely is. So I'm very glad to be here. Roulette is a great place for music, and I'm glad you all are here for some music. So let me start off by asking a few questions here, and I'll direct them to some of my new friends. I mean, you're obviously here because you like music, right? Yeah, I see some head nods. Okay. Well, what does music sound like? What does music sound like? I haven't met you yet.
I'm Cyrus.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. Actually, I think I'm going to set the stamp. Give me one moment.
Cyrus, you're so sweet.
Okay, so where were we? Music. What does music sound like? Any ideas? You were telling me before that you were making some music last time you were here. What did it sound like? Can you tell me?
It sounds like ghosts.
Like ghosts? Wow. Seriously, I believe you. Ghosts can have a really spooky sound.
Yes. They sounded like dogs, too.
Like dogs? What kind of dogs?
Barking.
Rawr. Or like growling. Rawr. Or both. Is it both?
Both.
Yeah. What about other kinds of music? Is there music when you go to the store?
Sometimes?
Like what kind of music is that? Yes, I heard some excellent snapping in the front here before the concert. That's good. I'm going to remember that. Right. Okay. So music is everywhere, but can you say what music just sounds like? It's hard, right? Cheery? Yeah. Sometimes, definitely.
Laughing.
Definitely. Sad. Well, and see, and now this is really interesting. Because if you're feeling happy or if you're feeling sad.
The music like this makes a high note sometimes.
Uh-huh.
If you're happier sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Or if it's a low note, you might be angry.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Music can be very powerful. Music can change how we feel. It can make us feel happy when we're sad. It can make us feel sad when we're happy. It can make us feel lonely or scared sometimes. Like at Halloween, we're getting the sound of ghosts. Was it scary?
No, not
at all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. These are some brave people. Aren't scared of ghosts. I'm definitely afraid of ghosts. I would have been very afraid if I heard ghosts. I would have been running away, that's for sure. Okay, so. We were talking about music can make you feel different ways. And sometimes it can happen without you expecting it, right? Right? You could be having a bad day at school, or maybe like you lost your shoelace, right? Or, you know, maybe you brought a banana for your lunch. Okay. A nice banana. You were really excited about the banana. But you open it up and it's all brown at the top. Oh no! My banana is brown and I can't eat it. Yes, exactly. I'd be the same way. I'd be very upset because I was very happy to have this banana for lunch. I'm feeling bad. But I could go home maybe, or maybe I'm at the store, or maybe my mom's giving me a ride home in the car. And some music comes on and it can make me feel immediately happy. Has that ever happened to any of you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes. What does that feel like? Does it feel good? Does that make you kind of not think that things are so bad?
Sometimes.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, so, when I hear music and I'm feeling sad, I remember maybe when I was littler than some of the people in the audience today, if you can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember that I would listen to music in my living room. Okay. I would have a music on. It was a record. Does anyone know what a record is? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, good. That's very good. Okay. And yes, definitely bigger. And I would have the music on, and our dining room and our living room and our kitchen had a doorway through every room. And my sister and I would run around like this, just around, listening to the music. We'd just be running around for hours. And it would drive my mom crazy. She's like, she would tell me, you're gonna wear a hole in the carpet. Because we would just go on the one little path, like it was a racetrack, right? It was great. Yeah, it was very cool. It was very, very cool. The wind would be in our hair. We'd be getting all sweaty. It was fantastic. And it made me feel so good to do that and be listening to the music at the same time. And before I get started here, I wanted to just talk about the fact that we're all sitting down here. We're all sitting down. I'm over here, and you're over there. And, you know, it can be kind of hard in some places, sometimes that are adult places. And maybe you know what I'm talking about. It can be hard to express yourself, to feel like, wow, I feel so good about this music. I just want to run around like I do in my living room. Even though my mom gets so mad, I still want to do it. And sometimes there's a lot of very good reasons for that in adult places. Adults will tell you things like, well, we don't know what this place is like. This isn't like our house, where we know where everything is. We know what everything is. You might get hurt somewhere. And that's definitely important to think about. But the one thing I wanted to say before I'll get started right here now is that I worked really hard, and I wanted to just have a little talk with you about this. I worked really hard to never forget what it felt like to run around like that listening to the music. Because it's hard, it's difficult when you're sitting down. I mean, in a lot of ways, I'd much rather we were just sitting all on the floor and having a good time, maybe like we were at my house, or your house, or your house. So keep that in mind. I'm gonna play some guitar now, okay? That's this instrument here. I saw a few people coming and taking a look at it. Would anyone like to come get a closer look? It's okay, you can come up. Would you like to come up? I can come to you. You want me to come over there? No, it's okay. You want to touch it? Go ahead. This is a strap that goes over my shoulder, and those are the strings.
What's this for?
This is a switch.
Does the switch make it louder?
It can. It can also make it softer. That's another switch.
What does that switch do?
That switch also makes it louder or softer.
Is it hard?
Touch it. Oh, you mean it's definitely hard. It's made of hard wood. It can be hard to play sometimes, but not really. Okay? Would you like me to come over there? Yeah? Here, take a look. It's very big, isn't it? It's almost taller than you. Look at that.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, bigger than anything.
Bigger than anything, absolutely. No.
How about bricks? That's
totally
not to break down.
Okay. Yeah. This is a small amplifier. I have two amplifiers today. I have a small one.
An amplifier makes sound louder?
That I wear. Yes, an amplifier makes sound louder. It's a little bit like a radio.
Mm-hmm.
but for your guitar. It's very small. And then back over here, there's a bigger one. This one's big. Okay. All right, and this one's cute, right? I can wear it. It almost looks like a little bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you plug it in. I'm caught here. Actually, I'm going to take off my jacket.
Thank you. Thank you. question, question.
I have so many questions.
Yes, questions?
Okay.
Questions are always good.
It's a children's series, but I have a lot of questions.
Yes.
Okay. One time I saw you play and you walked all the way outside.
Yes.
And I could still hear you for a really long time. And now when you were just walking away, well, these kids actually were wondering too. It sounded different.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well,
that's one question. I have more.
There were a couple of things that were happening then.
Okay.
Could anybody notice that I unplugged the little amplifier from the big amplifier?
What's your name again?
Katie.
Katie.
Excellent job,
mm-hmm.
Katie. So that made that was one thing that made the sound different. Question. Did I make it lower?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean lower, like low?
No.
Or like low?
Yes.
Yes?
I that.
Yes, I did. That's exactly what happened. This amplifier, since it's much smaller than the big amplifier, is much lower or quieter. So when I unplugged that one, I turned it off. And so this is the only thing that was on. And then it just sounds like, just like this. Is a lot quieter than when it's plugged into the other amplifier.
Sound
like this. Right? Big difference. The big amplifier is the high in volume, but it's the low in sound.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
So, yeah.
Okay.
What
is what doing then? Two ways of doing it. Now, the other answer to the question is, do I sound the same if I'm standing here than if I come over here? Do I sound a little different over here?
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk the same way.
Shallow,
that's a very good observation, absolutely. Sound can change depending on where it's coming from.
Right.
So when the sound is coming from here, and here, which is about where I was, right?
Right.
It's gonna sound one way. But if I start moving this around.
Sound it another way,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So if it comes closer to you, or sound very different, right? So, now, remember when I was talking about how sometimes it can be very hard, for me especially, to listen to music when I'm sitting in a chair? Right? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, so what's hard for me about it is that if the music is coming, like imagine I have a record player back here and I'm listening to my music. And I'm sitting right here and it's going to sound one way, right? What happens if I get up and I move over here? Will it sound the same to me?
Or you?
Mm-hmm. No? No. What if I'm running around this pole like I was earlier? Is it going to sound the same than if I was sitting over here?
It kind of sounds another way each time you go in a different spot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like
this one here, then that spot there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when it's bigger, it sounds different from the small part.
Right. Absolutely. Very good observation.
Yeah.
So,
totally absolutely.
So, it can be hard, and I want, and I know that you were dancing a little bit. I noticed that. That was very excellent. Did it sound different? Did the music sound different to you when you were dancing?
I think so.
Yeah. I would definitely encourage you, if you feel like getting up and seeing where things sound like in different places in this room, to give it a try.
Mm.
You can go ahead, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now the next thing I wanted to show to everybody today was this instrument.
Saxophone.
Yes, absolutely. This is a saxophone.
Well, it's
a saxophone.
My dad actually keeps it in a case.
Yes,
it's much bigger, and it's actually made out of
okay.
It was called, I think it starts with a T.
With a T? Huh. But that's interesting that you said that maybe the name just sounded like a tree, but when he played the saxophone, did it sound like a tree?
No. You have to blow into it a lot.
You blow into it a lot. That's right. That's right. So I have to see the saxophone. It's shiny, right?
Yeah, it's golden shiny.
Golden shiny. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, of course a French horn is gold.
Uh-huh. So, now. So, since you've heard a saxophone before, can you tell me how it sounds?
It sounds deep.
Deep? Does it sound like... Does it sound like a duck? Sometimes, maybe? Uh-huh.
It sounds different because if you have a big hole, that means let's say you took off the top of it, but you could sort of still play it, but it sounds different.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It'll sound different if it's just this.
If it's just that, it
versus this.
But sometimes.
Has anybody else ever heard a saxophone? Yeah? All right. So, sometimes, now the saxophone is an instrument that's new to me.
Oh.
It's a new instrument. And so I wanted to show it to everybody because I think I wanted to ask if anybody played any instruments themselves.
I did not play it.
Really? Really? What instruments do you play?
A guitar?
Okay. What about you? What instruments do you play?
Recorder?
Okay. What about you?
I play a slide trumpet.
Slide trumpet. All right.
I play a saxophone, guitar.
Uh-huh.
But she said that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much a lot. Recorder, saxophone, and guitar. That's pretty good. All right. But what can be very exciting about a new instrument is it's like meeting a friend for the first time. Right? You have to introduce yourself.
Because you haven't really heard what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. You have to introduce yourself. Question.
How long have you been playing the saxophone?
I've been playing the saxophone for 2 years.
Is it a tenor saxophone?
This is an alto saxophone.
An alto saxophone.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's in the middle?
It's near the top.
Near the top.
It's the second from the top. Question.
Bigger saxophones, do they sound different from the small ones?
Yes. The bigger a saxophone is, the lower it can sound. And by low, I mean low. Low. And the smaller it is, the higher it sounds. Some saxophones sound very high. This saxophone sometimes sounds very high.
Could everybody try that?
Really high.
All right. Very good. Well, so when I started playing the saxophone, I was living in New York here, like everyone else is, okay. And I was hearing a lot of, if you can believe it, birds. Okay. And also, if you ever ride the subway, when the subway slams on its brakes, it goes. That's right. Sometimes it sounds like a violin, the subway slamming on its brakes. Absolutely. So, what I started trying to do, and when I introduced myself to the saxophone, it was telling me that it wanted to sound sometimes like a duck. Because it likes ducks, the saxophone. Okay? And it was telling me that sometimes it likes to sound like a turkey. Okay? And sometimes it likes to sound like the subway crashing down the tracks. Absolutely. It's kind of funny, right?
Yes.
Instruments can be fun and definitely funny. So this is a very humorous saxophone. So I'm going to play a little bit of it for you right now. And let's see if you can hear some of the things that the saxophone is trying to say that sound like ducks or geese or turkeys.
Should they call out when they hear something?
Yes, that would be very helpful. The saxophone will be very excited. Okay? All right, so let's give it a go.
Subway?
What about?
Rooster, yeah. Dog? That's a sad dog. Duck, maybe? Duck?
Oh, that must be like a peacock or something.
Yeah. Let's see if we can give it some oil. Instrument sound. Now, excuse me. There was something I learned not too long ago. That. So this, we decided, this is a saxophone, and this was an electric guitar. But is there an instrument that maybe we all have and carry around with us every day? Voice? Yeah, that's one. Can we think of anything else? Question, yeah? Silence is definitely a sound. Absolutely. Yeah, I heard some snapping before too. What about clapping? Okay. These are instruments we have with us all the time. So let me ask the question, do you need to have like an electric guitar if you want to make music? No? Do you need to have a saxophone if you need to make music? Question. Yes.
No, but you could make it with your mouth.
Right. Absolutely. You could sing. Whistling? Absolutely. Definitely. So definitely, you have to, I mean, and that's something to think about too, because sometimes people need music right away. Right away. And then you have to be able to provide music. The glass could be music. All these things are instruments that are all around you. Absolutely. So, now, but one of the things, now that I found out that I have so many musicians in the audience here, I wanted to ask if anyone would like to make some music with me. Yeah?
No?
Okay, that's okay. Would you like to? No? Okay, that's okay too. Let me see if I can sweeten the deal. I happen to have a few things in my bag here.
What are those?
These are penny whistles.
Penny whistles.
So now, Would anyone like to maybe make some music with me if they could play on a penny whistle? Please come up. There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay, now there's something for everybody. I have a few other things here in my bag. Okay. One moment.
It's all inside.
Okay.
It's not hard.
Okay. I have something else here in my bag. If anyone else would like to play some music with me too.
What is that?
This is a paint stirrer. But today, you stir paint with it. But today, it's a guitar baton.
That is really cool.
We have a taker? Keep playing if you'd like. All right, so let's hear those penny whistles. How do they sound? They sound good? All right. All right. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah. Yeah, keep it up. Do you want to play the guitar with me? I have one for me too. Okay. Yeah. Questions about anything?
I do.
Yes, questions.
I'm sorry, I keep asking.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I love the
Blue
Bat Children's series because I learned so much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
also,
when you were playing your guitar earlier today,
yes.
There's two questions.
Okay.
You did this kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, it was like a trilling sound.
Yes.
Buttery sound. Oh, you know what I mean, right?
I think I know what
you
mean.
Let
me see if I can demonstrate.
How did you do it? And the other question is, how did you make your guitar sound earlier? Like you always can do, you do this thing where you make your guitar sound like it's an orchestra almost, like it's a whole bunch of instruments.
Really? Well, that's very
so
exciting.
Loud. Yeah.
Well, is this maybe what you were talking about for the first thing? It's okay, Noel, this is another thing too. It's okay to ask questions. It's always okay to ask questions.
You know, I was talking during
a
performance.
It's always okay to, at least for me, it's always okay to talk during a performance too.
Oh.
That goes back to when you have an idea or a feeling about music.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
When you have an idea or a feeling about music, like you have to, if you can't run around the pole, you might not always be able to run around the pole. But you could always say to a friend or somebody, you could say, wow, what is that?
I think today
you
might even let these kids run around the pole once or twice.
It'd be fine with me. But let me get back to your questions here first. Okay, so the question was about this sound.
Yeah.
And I mean the answer is I take the pick, which is that this is a small piece of plastic, okay, that I play the electric guitar with, and I move it across the string very fast. And what happens is that I can play this fast while I think about it. But to play this fast, I have to stop thinking about it.
Stop thinking about it.
Yes, question.
Do you go across every single string?
Sometimes, like this. Yes, is that what you're asking?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Question.
I have two questions.
Okay. Penny whistle? I think it used to cost a penny. It doesn't anymore.
And the second question is,
uh-huh.
When you do that sound,
yes.
what key do you use?
That's a very interesting question. The question was about the musical key that I'm playing in. And maybe sometimes you'll hear this every so often. Something will be in a key of like C major. It'll be a letter and major, or maybe D minor. Okay. And that comes from a very long history of music theory. Now, to answer your question, I let the guitar tell me what key to play. So this is an interesting maybe thing to think about. I play this way by not thinking about it, and I let the guitar tell me what key to play in.
Wow.
Yeah. This is what's called improvisation. Has anybody heard that word before?
I heard you say it a few times.
Okay, very good.
That's a good roulette word.
It is a good roulette word. There's a lot of music that happens here that has elements, parts of improvisation. And to me, to answer your question, improvisation is listening to the world around you or to the instrument that you're holding and letting that create music. Does that answer your question? Is that maybe a little too vague still? No? Is that okay? Yeah? Okay. And the last question about the denseness of the guitar sound.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How do you make it sound, music?
Yeah, well, since this is such a big amplifier, it can sound very low and rich. And then when I use a small amplifier, which sounds kind of thin and tinny, when you mix those two together, it's almost like having two guitars playing. And then this guitar has 9 strings on it instead of a usual 6. And I've done some interesting tuning things. So this is how the strings sound individually. Okay. So it makes everything sound a little bit richer and thicker than a usual guitar would. And then when I'm using this large amplifier, it can really create a big sound. Would you call that sound big? Big?
You know what, Cyrus? I hadn't even noticed that it was 9 strings. And it is a really good sound.
Thank you.
So cool.
I'm glad I met this guitar.
How did you get that guitar?
I met this guitar in Berkeley, California.
You met there?
Yeah, it was very lucky. Mm. It was like meeting a new friend for the first time.
I'm sure it was glad to meet you too.
I hope so. It's been a lot of places. Well, are there any other questions? It's been a real pleasure meeting you. It's been a pleasure being here to perform for you. I hope that you had fun. The penny whistles are yours to keep, and for the other children, I have some other things as well. So don't feel left out. Don't worry.
I was wondering if maybe all of the kids could come up here and take a picture with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Would that be okay?
And I'll put these.
And then my motive here is I'm trying to get matching funds from my day job for a grant because we're not for profit. That's how we do $5, by the way. And I want to keep it at that. But also, if you could maybe at the end play your guitar and let them run around the pool.
Yes.
Okay? You want to run around the pool? Who wouldn't want to do that, right?
Should we do the picture first? Or you want
to
do
let's
the
do the
first?
Picture first.
Okay.
Do you think?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, okay. So maybe if you hold your guitar while we
take
a picture.
No problem.
Because your guitar is so beautiful. It's almost like your extra limb.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold this one.
Okay.
Yeah, bring your penny whistle. Or what you have, like if you have something.
Someone can hold the saxophone if they'd like.
Oh, cool.
Can I hold the saxophone?
Yes, you can. Now, be very, now you don't have to be too careful, but there are some parts on it that are sharp, okay?
Thank you. And you too again.
This is cool.
Okay.
This feels much better. I don't like being so tall sometimes.
Okay, cool. Well, that's nice. That's what I'm going to tell you. You guys hold it together.
Oh,
that's
so sweet. So
thank you.
I bet you won't be short for long.
Beautiful. You're
sorry.
Yeah.
Sure,
either.
No, I bet you won't be short for long either.
Not me.
No.
Not me.
No, no. Okay, should we look for the picture?
Okay, ready? One,
one,
two, three,
three,
say guitar.
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 Guitar. Improvisation.
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 All right. All right. All right.
So what do you think? Should Cyrus play the guitar? Oh,
okay.
Wait. Andre's not ready. Andre's an intern at Roulette. He's a musician, too. Yes?
It's true.
It's true. You'll hear him one day. In fact, somebody named a drum, raise your hand. Somebody named Matt, raise your hand. They're going to play here in the spring, in February. You'll love them.
Mm-hmm. You should come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'll come for that.
Okay.
Okay, what
do you think? Your time is over.
Okay. Oh, you guys loved touching this, didn't you? Did you want to see it too?
Go right ahead.
Okay, I did want to see it.
You want to see it?
Yeah,
Valerie, come on.
You go.
Valerie, you're a magnificent dancer.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's why I practiced so long.
Well,
so
I'm glad.
Well, to show everybody, you know.
How old are you, honey?
Four.
Four. You're a really nice person, too.
Actually,
you
five.
You two, Anna Taylor. Five? And you two, Lily, of course. And Katie.
Seven.
Definitely. How old are you, Anna Taylor?
Six.
All right.
And you, Indigo, are?
You know
seven.
I'm good at playing
How
my guitar.
You are?
Yes, I am.
And who teaches you?
Because I have a pick.
And you've got a curtsy down. She's got a curtsy down.
All right.
And what about you, Lily? How old are you?
Eight.
And you, Katie?
Seven.
Seven? Ah, lovely. Lovely. So, we have Cyrus Pyre. Would you agree he's the world's greatest living
Thank you very much. It's your time.
And also, Cyrus is one of the nicest people on the planet.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on, Cyrus. He's so nice.
Okay.
And
well, if we're going to do some running, let's put down the whistles.
Okay,
here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Choir?
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 Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir? Choir
blow over the wind, the wind moves like this.